This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 700. Too many cooks ruin your IELTS score.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn three native proverbs to increase your vocabulary score beyond that 7 to that magic 8. Hey, Lindsay, what's the haps in Boston?
What's the haps? I used to use that phrase all the time in high school. What's the haps? What's the haps?
Really?
Good question. Well, what's the haps? I don't know. You know, I'm actually getting ready to go home and clean out my childhood bedroom. So, You know, I haven't lived at home in 20 years, but my parents are going to be moving out of their house in New Hampshire. And my task is to go home this week and clean out things to make my existence unknown there.
That is such like
an
adult passage, right?
It really is.
Right, like R-I-T-E, right? Mm-hmm. This is a good word, guys. Good vocab word.
Good one.
Yeah, that's a weird feeling, right? Like having to go through. I did that a couple years ago because my mom had moved numerous times, but she had just like moved all of these boxes of my stuff with her.
Okay.
And finally she's like, I'm not doing this anymore. I had to go through and like look at all the yearbooks and trophies and whatever.
That's what I'm going to be doing this week. And you have a vacation coming up. Gonna take a little trip to LA, is that right?
Yeah, James and I are leaving tomorrow. We're super excited.
Awesome.
My mom has all this stuff planned. We're going to Knott's Berry Farm.
Wonderful.
And we're gonna take a whale watching tour on a boat.
Wow.
Of course on a boat. Like, what else would you do it on? But yeah, be really fun.
That sounds so cool. And I bet our listeners are planning some awesome celebrations for when they pass IELTS, right?
Yes. You know what? I think that is a good piece of advice there, guys. Like, plan for success. I want you to like plan your celebration party now.
Ooh.
And then you're like accountable. You're like, oh, I better do this.
That's such a good idea. I love that idea. You know, we should expect that we're going to increase our scores. Expect you're going to move past that 7, 8, or 9, guys. Just expect it from yourself. And then you will put in the work and you'll put in the intelligence into your study plan to get there.
Yeah. I mean, if you missed the episode yesterday with Matt, go back and listen to that episode because he talks about how he got an overall 7.5 and he was stuck in speaking and writing, just I'm sure a lot of you are. And he teaches you guys, he gives you some tips on how to break past that 6, past that 6.5 and get that 7 or higher that you need in speaking and writing. So definitely go back to that episode yesterday.
That's awesome. I'm going to go back and listen to that again too. I love it. So before we get into it today, I want to say thank you to some of our reviewers in Apple Podcasts. Guys, we love your reviews. We love to know what you think about the show. So thank you to Jocko Asherov from Kazakhstan, Aida Edim from Kazakhstan, and Creep Maid from the Philippines. Guys, thank you.
Awesome.
These are fantastic 4- and 5-star reviews. Guys, go over and let us know what you think of the podcast. Leave us a review wherever you listen to the show.
Yes, and you can ask us an IELTS question as well, and we can do a future episode about it.
Yes, I love that idea. So good, so good. Well, what are we getting into today, Jessica?
So a fantastic 3-key student asked a question in our Facebook group and about what kind of quotes we can use in writing task 2 and how to introduce them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's asking specifically about proverbs. Now, what is a proverb, Lindsay?
So a proverb is it is a quote, but it's a quote that people have said for generations or years, right? Like your parents probably know the quote. They're kind of famous quotes in your culture and they always mean something. They often have like a symbolic meaning or have multiple meanings sometimes.
Yeah. So I think it's a special kind of idiom, yeah. right? So an idiom is like any phrase that we have said over and over again, and it's a part of our speech, our vernacular. But then a proverb is usually much older, yeah. right? Like we've been saying this forever, and it always contains a lesson.
Yes.
Right? So it's like, this will be something you hear at the end of a fairy tale or a children's book or something. But yeah, it still is idiomatic because the words together don't mean what they really mean. So
exactly.
It does show great like fluency and vocab if you can work this in at the end of writing task two or in a speaking part three answer.
Oh, for sure. It shows total mastery over the language, that you really understand what that proverb means and how to use it. I think that would be really impressive.
Totally, for sure. Yeah, I mean, how often do you hear students using English proverbs?
Not right? very much, right? Almost never. So no other student is going to be doing this, right? So if you walk in, let's say, to your speaking test or writing, and you're dropping these proverbs, wow, that is going to be impressive, guys. So take notes yeah. today. Take notes, yes.
Definitely. And guys, let me give you one more tip here before we get into the vocab. Go to our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV, because I made this awesome video lesson a while ago called Use Half Idioms for an 8+ on IELTS speaking. Ooh. Because as we said, a lot of these phrases we have been saying forever. So we don't even say the whole thing anymore.
Right.
So just as an example, right? The phrase, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. We never say the whole thing. We just say, well, when in Rome.
Yeah.
So guys, definitely go to our IELTS Energy TV YouTube page and check out that lesson.
Yeah, there's kind of like levels of using these proverbs, right? Maybe yeah. a 7 would be using the full proverb correctly, and maybe an 8.5 would be shortening it and showing that
totally.
Next level ability.
Yeah. I love
cool.
that. That's a perfect distinction. Yeah. So guys, when you want to put these proverbs into your writing, it's nice to introduce them with as they say, comma. And then another way you could introduce it, like in speaking, is say, I have heard said. I like that. That's like a very fancy construction. I have heard said, and then you could say the proverb.
Okay, awesome. I love that. So do you think that these proverbs should be used in the more formal parts of the writing and speaking test, or can we use this in the casual parts, like speaking part one, for example?
I think they are applicable in writing task two for sure, but then all over the speaking.
Okay.
Right? I mean, because I think it's easier to sort of take these proverbs on a personal level, to think of personal examples related to them.
For
sure.
It
might be easier to work them into speaking part one and part two.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And one other phrase we could use to introduce them, I like to say, you know what they say, and then say the proverb.
Oh, that's great.
You know what they
yeah.
say, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Or something like that. And we're going to go into those right now, guys.
That's awesome. Oh, definitely come back to the blog, guys. This is episode 700.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh,
episode 700.
Very sweet.
yeah. So come back to IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com, and I'll put all these introductory phrases and the proverbs in the blog.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a useful episode. So let's dig into it, Jessica. What
yeah.
are these three solid proverbs that our listeners can use immediately on their next test?
Okay, so I want you to explain the first one, actually, because I like never say this.
Yeah.
A bird in hand is better mm-hmm. than two in the bush. Now,
yeah.
do
yeah.
you say that in like daily life?
I don't say this in daily life, I have to admit. If you guys are listeners to the All Ears English podcast, we did talk about this briefly. If you're a really, really dedicated listener, you might remember the episode where Michelle shared a story where she was looking for a summer internship, and her mom said, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. And what she meant was, you've already got this great opportunity. Why try to get this other one that's unknown? Just go with the one you have.
Yes.
Don't take the risk of losing the one you already have that's a sure thing to get this other thing you're not so sure about. So,
yes.
yeah, so that's what it means. It's when we talk about things that are risky, risk-taking activities, this is a great one
exactly.
to use.
Hello, awesome listeners. Remember, if you want a chance to have a live mock speaking test with Lindsay and you can get to Boston, email her, lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Then you can be on YouTube and get personal feedback from me. And this can definitely be used in IELTS, guys. I mean, in speaking part one, there are sometimes questions about what personal risks you would take as far as like maybe doing extreme sports or trying like crazy exercise activities or something. But also in speaking part three and writing task two, if you're asked about problems and solutions, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's better to have like a quick fix than it is to try a solution that might not work.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one that comes up the most, the topic for me with this is job searching when you already have a job. Like, let's say if I have a friend right now who's looking for, she already has a job, and but she's not happy with it. Not exactly happy with it. So she's looking for something else. But some people may be just basically satisfied with their job. So they would use this phrase, oh, well, I don't love my job, but a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So I won't worry about it. I'll just stick with what I have instead of risking, you know, looking for something else. Who knows what that other thing would be like.
And, you know, I'd imagine on IELTS that you would be expressing the opposite sentiment. So you could still use this and you could say like, you know what? I am risking a lot right now because I want a better environment for my family and I in the future. And I know we have a home, I have a job in Brazil or wherever you are. And I understand why people say a bird in hand is better than two in the bush. But you know what? I don't agree with that.
Love it. Love it.
So like that, I like that. I think that would be easier for our students to use on the test.
Yeah, that's great. I love how, you know, it doesn't matter exactly what you're trying to say, whether what you're saying agrees with this or not. You can flip it around that way. So that is really nice. That also shows even more understanding of it to be able to flip it around.
Yeah, totally. Be like, yeah, I know everybody says this, but you know what?
I don't agree.
I'm smarter. I don't agree with that. So another one, guys, that natives do use a lot, actually. The grass is always greener on the other side. And this is actually, this is sort of related to the first one in a way, right? Lindsay, when would you use this?
Yeah, so it's when you have something, but you see that someone else has something different, and what they have always looks better. Right. Even if it's not better, what they have always looks so much better than what you have because it's on the other side.
Right. And it's like everybody has problems. No situation is perfect. And thinking that this situation that's different than yours, it must be better.
Right.
Right. Like because it's so different than mine. When actually like that situation will also have problem. So this definitely like this topic does come up a lot in speaking part three and writing task two, talking about the notions of like materialism, right? Or like fashions or trends or people wanting a certain lifestyle and spending too much money when they don't need to. So I think this phrase is pretty useful.
Or if you talk about maybe moving abroad, moving to another country because the lifestyle looks better, right? This could be used, who knows, to talk about current situations in our lives.
Totally.
The grass is always greener. And so it can be used in a lot of different ways, guys. But this is one that we could shorten, right?
Yeah. That's true. We don't usually say the whole thing. Just be like, well, you know, people say the grass is always greener. And again, like flip it around, guys, for your answers, because you do believe that you are moving your life into a better situation. Like the grass definitely is greener after IELTS when you are onto your future dreams. So again, like flip it around, say only half of it. Like this is the amazing native flexibility. And just to be like, you know, my parents always said stuff like the grass is always greener. But you know what? The grass is greener in Canada or like wherever you're going.
Right. Sometimes it actually is true.
Yeah, right? Like one proverb doesn't describe every situation. And I like this idea of like flipping old wisdom on its head. Right?
Yeah,
like,
me too.
We don't have to believe that anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the third one we thought of, Lindsay? This one's is funny.
So I think you and I have two different understandings of this idiom. So here's one way to say it. Too many cooks spoil the broth. And the one that I know is too many cooks in the kitchen. And that's the whole idea. I think there are too many cooks in the kitchen, but it's the same thing, right?
I've heard that way too. Yeah. So both of them would mean the same thing. I like too many cooks spoil the broth. I think this is a vivid one, like one with an image you can understand easily, right? So it's like if you're making soup, a broth, right? You're making soup. If there are too many people trying to make the one soup, it's not going to turn out well. Anytime you have like too many voices, too many votes, too many people trying to work on one thing, it actually actually makes it a lot harder than if you just do it yourself.
That's so true. That's so true. So what kind of topics would this one be good for? What do you think?
Talking about your career now, or there are questions in part one about if you like working alone or working in a group, or even like questions about cinema. Do you like going by yourself or with other people? I could say I like going by myself because if I go with other people, I never get to see what I want to see. And furthermore, it takes like 20 minutes to decide on a movie because everyone has their own opinion. I mean, you know what they say. Too many cooks.
So that one you would shorten too. I like that. So you shortened that one. Instead of saying too many cooks spoil the broth, you said, you know what they say, too many cooks, right?
I like that. I think you could do that for halfsies.
For sure. I like it. I like that. So talking about work, decision making, maybe projects, you know, meetings, things where people can't agree, that would also be a good area to look at for that one.
Yeah, for sure. I think this one, definitely keep in your pocket, guys. There's always questions about, like, do you like to do stuff by yourself or with other people? Connected to a lot of topics. So, yeah, I think all three of these you can definitely use.
Yeah. So, I mean, the message today is, guys, use these proverbs. Use these or use other ones, because that is what a 7+ student does. And an 8.5 student actually shortens them, right? And does it in a very native way.
And really, like, knowing when to go halvesies, when to shorten them, that's really something only a native speaker would know. So you should be supported in your IELTS preparation by native speakers that can help you with this language, just like the students in our Facebook group, just like the awesome 3Key student that asked this very question about proverbs. So if you are a 3Key student, guys, remember, run it by an expert on our team before you use a proverb, because we don't use them all anymore, right? Some of them just would sound weird, or like to know how to shorten them for that 8.5. And if you're not a student in our course, then you should be. Yeah. Lindsay, how can our lovely listeners get a special bonus and become a member of 3Keys?
Yeah, we have a special offer for you guys. So just for our podcast listeners, you guys are going to find out in a bonus video lesson how to wake up the examiner, right? To get yourself that higher speaking score. So to get it with the basic plan, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. Or if you want to have those two personal coach training sessions added to your package, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. And Jessica, today's episode just makes me think how important it is to learn in a community, right? We can't study IELTS in isolation. This is a good example. Not all the proverbs that you're going to find in a vocabulary book are going to be valid to use on IELTS. And how are you going to know the difference if you're studying by yourself, guys?
Yeah, exactly. And like this notion of shortening them, that whole proverb, like, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Like, I think it would sound weird if you said the whole thing, because honestly, like, we never say the whole thing.
Right.
Right. So again, like, being supported by native speakers who know the exam intimately, that's really your best option.
Yeah. And how amazing to be able to go into the Facebook group at any time and just ask the question, hey, could I use, I just found this proverb, could I use this on IELTS? To be able to do that and get an answer, you know, during the week, within 24 hours. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. It is incredible. So guys, I hope I will see you in the Facebook group.
All right. Sounds good. Jessica, thanks for hanging out. I'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.